ago. And I just wanted to announce and suggest people, especially beginners, tomorrow my talk at 12:10 in the booking.com room, because it's definitely something where you can do after the talk directly something for a live product, for a live system. And yeah, and I was just wanted to encourage beginners, please come and yeah, take the chance.
Thanks. There we go. Right. Some of you may remember my blogs.perl entry called to Perl Tutorials suck. This happened because at the time I looked at how newbies do find Perl Tutorials. The first step was they Google Perl Tutorial. According to Google Trends, this is the one search term that is most used. Now, each of you just think about what would be the first results they find. At that time, the first result was a Perl 4 tutorial from the Leeds University. Not even Perl 5, you got Perl 4. So that had to be solved. I made a bit of fuss about it, but I also made a solution. The solution is http://perltutorial.org. I made the software, Tinita from Berlin made the bought the URL, and we put it up in a very short time. What perltutorial.org is, it is a wiki that is backed by GitHub. That means people can submit content to it via the web interface or also via GitHub itself with simple pull requests. It is open to change by anyone. You need to register some kind of account with it, but only once OpenID. And what it does it is shows a list of tutorials that have been looked through by actual humans to see what kind of tutorial is that, how long it is, what does it focus it on, and does it fit a certain piece of quality criteria, like does it use strict use warnings first. We actually had to throw away many tutorials because they don't do that. So people who write tutorials can now very easily announce their new tutorials to newbies who are looking for Perl tutorials because it works naturally. So, the main thing is we're only two people and we need a lot of help because there are a lot of tutorials out there that need to be looked through. So if you have some time, if you are interested in helping newbies and the Perl community as a whole, please go to the site, look at the tutorials that haven't been linked at yet, check out what kind of data they contain and add them to the table. And if you have a website that has anything to do with Perl at all, please link to perltutorial.org so it will get more Google juice and newbies will be able to find it easier. Another thing you can do is join this channel, PerlFact. That's the channel where the PerlFact documentation itself is maintained. And it is also the channel that houses the people who are under control of that site. So basically, yes, please help Perl Tutorial, please help Perl. Thank you.